"Where are the people who began this fight?" asked the prince angrily.
"I can tell you the complete story," promised Benvolio.
"Oh, Tybalt!"
screamed Lady Capulet.
"My brother's child! He has been murdered! A Montague must die for this!"
"Romeo wanted to stop the fight,"
explained Benvolio.
"But Tybalt killed Mercutio. Then Romeo killed Tybalt."
"He is lying,"
said Lady Capulet.
"He is a Montague. Romeo killed Tybalt, so Romeo must not live."
"Romeo killed Tybalt, but Tybalt killed Mercutio," said the prince.
"Mercutio was Romeo's friend,"
agreed Lord Montague.
"Romeo was right to kill his friend's killer."
The prince spoke seriously. "No, it is wrong to kill. We banish Romeo from Verona. If I find him in the city, he will die. We must not show mercy to murderers." Those were the prince's final words. Romeo had to leave Verona and never return. Juliet was waiting for Romeo, her new husband. She wanted the night to come quickly so that they could be together. But when the nurse arrived, she brought bad news.